Don't let your song list lock you out of prophetic worship. Many people get stuck by trying to complete their song list, and then they eliminate any opportunity for spontaneous response to what the Lord is doing. And sometimes they get frustrated or feel like they've failed or fallen if they haven't got through their whole song list. Well, you know, it could be because maybe they didn't build options into their song list. They didn't create a list for prophetic worship. In today's episode, I'll show you how to create a prophetic song list so you can minister from an atmosphere of peace and power. Plus, I'll give you an exercise at the end to put this into practice. You know, every song list can empower a prophetic flow. So let's get to it. Prophetic Worship Leader, the podcast that takes the uncertainty out of leading prophetic worship so you can flow with authority and confidence. I'm Dean Mitchum, your host, and I'm so thankful that you joined me. Please take a moment and follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and subscribe to our podcast on Apple, Amazon, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel and consider supporting us on Patreon, where you can help keep these episodes coming every week. So what is a prophetic song list? Well, simply put, it's a song list with options, okay? Where you have expectations and you know you have options to change, you know, and fly off the cuff during worship. So you have options and understanding built into your song list. So it's a song list that's written with revelation, written from vision and expectation. It's one that allows and plans for the leading of the Holy Spirit or God to respond to us, our leadership to take us in a different dimension. It empowers expectation. It builds for breakthrough. Basically, it leaves room to flow. Now, if you've never heard of the prophetic worship framework, it's simply this. Two parts, preparation and flow. Preparation is where you combine scripture, skill, and spirit into a powerful prophetic flow. The flow part is when you have a list, you launch away from that list, and you land back into your list or to an ending of prophetic flow. So that's the prophetic worship framework. Now, how is a prophetic song list different than a normal song list? I mean, they both have songs, right? They both are envisioned by a great start and a closing in and what God has in the middle. But how is it different? Well, just think for a moment. When you put together a song list, you know, commonly people average about 5 minutes per song when choosing songs. Not that they go that long or that short. Some longer, some shorter. But in order to plan out a song list, if you've got a 20-minute set, you can put in 4 songs or 5 and have some options from there. But basically, you're going by key or theme, you know, near tempos, transitions, making your songs connect the way they should. And then, you know, move from there. So how is it different? Well, let me give you a couple of ways to compare it, okay? What we want to do in the end is combine certainty and spontaneity. We know what we're going for, okay? But we have to be fluid when we on how we get there. So a prophetic song list is mission driven, not item driven. So we don't have to go through every item. We have a mission, we have an atmosphere, we have an expectation, and we want that to happen. Okay, a prophetic song list is results driven versus time driven. So we want things to happen by result. We want to please the Lord. We want to have breakthrough. We want things to happen the way they should happen. And it's also a prophetic song list is not a preliminary role. It's a partnership role where we join with apostles, prophets, pastors, leaders, whoever's in charge of that service for breakthrough that day, for transformation to take place. And so basically it's a standard song list with options. Okay. Expectations, preparation allows us to flow much better. So what is the solution then? Let's talk about how to create a prophetic song list. Well, first of all, start with prayer and expectation. Seek the Lord, okay? We all know that God will lead us and direct us. You know, the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord, and many of the plans in a man's heart for the Lord's purpose still prevail. So we seek the Lord because the song list is really a guide, okay? And it puts us in a direction that we need to go. So we start with prayer and expectation. We seek the Lord, and then we imagine the flow of the service. What's going to happen during that service that I might need to respond to or adapt to? What is most likely going to happen? Okay, there will be interaction with leaders, pastors, congregational interaction. So we create our list with prayer and expectation. Then we choose songs of vision and revelation. What's the vision of our leaders? What is the main thrust of our church? What is the kingdom of God moving in right now? We include all those things as part of our song list. Those songs that have vision and revelation. They reveal the character of God, or they cause faith in the believer. They cause our body to advance and to breakthrough. So we declare songs, choosing songs of vision and revelation. And when we operate out of the revelatory gifts, we're going to magnify the use of those gifts. And by reason of use, we get stronger and better at them and more confident in the power of the Lord in what we do. So we're choosing songs of vision and revelation. Then we're going to build in our options, okay? So first, we start with prayer and expectation. Secondly, we choose songs of vision and revelation. And thirdly, we're going to build in our options. So what are our options? Well, basically between every song, you have at least four options, all right? You look to your leaders, all right? You linger in the moment because you feel something brewing. You launch a song or response, or you go on to your list, okay? So those are some of the options you're going to build in. So how do you plan for those? What will I do if my leader has a prophetic word? Will I respond to something that the Lord quickens in me? Will I sing a phrase that they're going from? All right. Will it cause me to think of a different song? I have to be prepared at that spot. Okay. So the way to put it is this: respond, release, and eliminate. Okay. You're going to respond by doing what it comes by the Spirit to do out of a prophetic word, out of a change. So if the leadership changes something, you're going to respond to that. If you get stirred in your spirit, you're going to respond to that. You're going to release a prophetic song, okay? Once you release that prophetic song, you know that you're not going to have the same amount of time to get to all the songs on your list. So you're going to have to eliminate, look ahead, and begin to eliminate some songs or skip to the next song you're going to go to, all right? So you can say respond, release, and eliminate. You're going to adjust on the fly. And the more you do this, the easier and more natural and quicker it happens. You flow without guesswork, okay? So basically it's this: a prophetic song list is a guide and options-oriented song list, okay? What it ends up doing is allows you to minister with an atmosphere of peace and power. So what are we all after in the end? We're wanting God to be glorified and his purposes fulfilled. That's what we're after. So even when we prepare our song list, prophetic song list, our standard song list, we're all after God's purposes being fulfilled and him glorified. But a prophetic song list is definitely a way that we can make sure his purpose are carried out in our meetings, and we heed the voice of the Lord and what we're doing through our leadership, through us as he speaks to us directly. Now, if you feel you have a calling to prophetic worship and you'd like to be trained and certified as a partner in prophetic worship with your leadership, then I encourage you to check out Christian International's Prophetic Worship School. This is a 6-week online certification program that equips worship leaders and ministry leaders to flow as partners in prophetic worship. You'll join me, Bishop Bill Hammond, and Apostles Tom and Jane Hammond for training and activations and coaching that will equip you to flow with authority and confidence. You can text the word FLOW, F-L-O-W, to the number 33777, or you can visit propheticworshipschool.com for more information, and you can become a trusted partner in prophetic worship and spiritual breakthrough. Now, here's the action item I'd like you to do. Try this out for yourself. You're going to create a prophetic song list, all right? How about we're going to do a 5-song set list, all right? So you start with prayer and expectation. Choose your songs and then consider what your options will be. Now, imagine how the service is going to flow. You have a great starting song that celebrates however you want to do it. You have a great ending song that brings us to triumph or conclusion. Or in any particular case, you may have a altar ministry at the end. You know you're going to go there. So you have your basic song list. You've tied things together by, you know, near tempo, themes, keys, or you've built in your transitions where they don't match exactly to make it flow together. Okay. So then you're going to consider what happens after song two if something takes place and the pastor has us go in a different direction. Or what if I get stirred in the prophetic anointing and I release a song? Well, what am I going to do? I'm going to look at my next 3 songs. What song is going to follow up what just happened? What should I jump to? Will I still have time? Those are things you want to consider when creating a prophetic song list. What will those transitions look like? How will I communicate that to the team? So, in review, what is a prophetic song list? It's a song list with options that serves us as a guide. And how do we create one? By prayer and expectation, by songs of vision and revelation, and building in options. So what are we after again? We're after glorifying the Lord and cooperating with his purposes, because every song list can empower a prophetic flow. Well, thank you for listening to the Prophetic Worship Leader, the podcast that takes the uncertainty out of leading prophetic worship so you can flow with authority and confidence. Please visit deanmitchum.com, where you'll find a lot of helpful resources and can order my books. Please connect with us on social media channels and subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. And consider supporting us on Patreon to help these powerful weekly podcasts reach more people. Remember, every worship leader can flow in prophetic worship. We'll see you next week.